Alicia Thompson has been connected to Wichita Public Schools throughout her entire life, first as the daughter of a teacher, then as a student. After college, she taught in the district, and last year, Thompson became the district superintendent. Thompson sat down with KMUW's Stephen Basaha to talk about the past year and the district's future. She said one of the perks of the job is interacting with teachers from when she was a student.
My mother was a teacher, so friends of hers that I had that I used to wash their chalkboards in the evenings when school was out, to be able to call and say, hey, you know, I'm really proud of you. You're doing a really good job. And I'll say, hey, why don't you come back and be a reader for Read to Succeed? And it's just been kind of cool to be able to engage with people from back in the day when I was a student.
You started the school year with a series of listening sessions with both staff and the community, and used that with the school board to help create this five-year strategic plan. Why was it necessary to make this new five-year plan?
We have not had a full-blown strategic plan for a while in our school district. And so not having those things in place really puts us at a disadvantage and helps us not be on the same page.
One of the goals in this new plan is raising graduation rates. And for the most part, those rates have been going down a bit in Wichita Public Schools over the past few years. So how do you get those graduation rates going up and keep them going up?
What we have right now is a group of people that are working on explicit strategies that we will be using to be able to decrease the amount of students that we're dropping out and losing, and be able to have opportunities for our kids to graduate at high levels.
There has been an issue that's been in the news about of Southeast High. Attendance and graduation rates have been dropping there since new Southeast High building was built about 7 miles from the old school. Anything being done to address that?
Yes, with our strategic plan, that's part of the overall district plan. And they will be taking part in those overall district plans for graduation.
So it sounds like the idea of dealing with them is the encompassing plan and not something specifically aimed at them.
That is correct. What we decided to do was to address the systemic issue versus individual schools.
It's almost impossible in today's age to talk about school safety without talking about school shootings and those students from across the country and in Wichita that have been speaking out. Some have walked out on classes in protest. What's your take on this student activism that we're seeing across the country and in Wichita?
I believe that students ought to have a voice. That's just part of the American way. So having a voice to be able to share your thoughts and your opinions are fine with me.
So at the same time, you did have, during one of the walkouts, a policy of anyone who walked out would be tardy or an unexcused absence. Some students feel that they're getting the message that they shouldn't be walking out, or would say that their voices aren't being heard. What would you say to them?
Well, I will tell you that there is a board policy that dictated what we did there. I had a forum with high school students there, and we asked them and talked to them about what things do they think we need to do to help them to begin to want to have a safer school so their voices were heard. We wanted an organized way that was safe for them to let their voices be heard.
Going back to the strategic plan, there's the question of school funding. There's this current plan being debated by the Kansas Supreme Court, and should note that your district is one of several suing the state over funding. How important is funding to reaching these goals that you've laid out?
Yeah, it's very important to have the adequate funding to be able to meet the goals and the objectives that we have set forth. Again, you know, I believe that we matter to the city of Wichita. And yes, you know, I'll let the courts decide whatever it is that we need to do. But again, on the other hand, I'm staying focused on the things that matter to the city of Wichita. And I know and have confidence that they will rally around us to get that accomplished.
Dr. Alicia Thompson is superintendent of Wichita Public Schools. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.